From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Donald Trump tells a news conference in Washington that the media is painting a false picture of his administration as chaotic when, in fact, he says it is running like a fine-tuned machine. In a session marked by contentious exchanges with reporters, the president complained of unfair coverage of his administration's first days. Mr. Trump denied having any contacts or connections with Russia. He said ousted National Security Advisor Michael Flynn was only doing his job when he made contacts with the Russian ambassador during the campaign. He says the reason Flynn resigned was because he had been dishonest with Vice President Pence when he denied that he took that he denied the contacts took place. The president said he will issue a new executive order on immigration next week. His first order was turned down by the courts. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley says the Trump administration supports a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Haley spoke to reporters after attending her first Security Council meeting on the conflict. During a joint news conference Wednesday, President Trump said he could live with either a one- or two-state solution to the conflict, depending on what the two sides agree to. Haley said any solution is going to come from the Israelis and the Palestinians, and that the United States is just there to support the process. A bipartisan group of lawmakers introduced legislation Wednesday to prevent the Trump administration from repealing sanctions on Russia without congressional approval. House Democratic Minority Whip Steny Hoyer said he believes there is sufficient bipartisan support to allow the bill to pass with a veto-proof vote. This is VOA News. Researchers from the American Psychological Association say the political climate in the United States is stressing out many people. An opinion poll done in January finds that 57% of Americans say the current political climate is a very or a somewhat significant source of stress. Nearly half of Americans, 49%, say the outcome of the 2016 presidential election was also a source of stress. For Democrats, 72% said the outcome was stressful, while only 26% of Republicans said the same. When asked about the future of the country, 59% of Republicans said they were stressed, and 76% of Democrats reported the same. Immigrants in the United States were urged to stay home today in a demonstration dubbed A Day Without Immigrants. Some restaurants in a number of big cities closed for the day. The demonstration is being held to protest Trump administration immigration policies. President Trump has nominated former National Labor Relations Board member Alexander Acosta to serve as Labor Secretary. He is currently Dean of the Florida International University College of Law in Miami. An Islamic State suicide bomber killed more than 70 people and wounded around 200 Thursday inside a crowded Shiite shrine in southern Pakistan. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack in Shewan, a remote town in Sindh province. A spokesman says the military was dispatched to assist in rescue efforts. District officials say a woman carried out the attack. Also, the army says a roadside bomb struck a military convoy in southwestern Balochistan province, killing three soldiers. A wave of suicide bombings and other attacks have killed and wounded dozens of people this week across Pakistan. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is taking part in his first major international talks Thursday, joining a gathering of G20 foreign ministers in Germany. Tillerson's schedule includes a number of sideline meetings with individual ministers, including those from Britain, Turkey, Italy, South Korea, Japan, and Brazil. His most high-profile meeting outside of the G20 talks themselves is with Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov. Officials in South Sudan say army troops entered a village near the capital Juba on Sunday and raped at least a half dozen women and girls, some of them at gunpoint. The alleged rapes occurred less than 2 weeks after South Sudanese President Salva Kiir issued warnings that soldiers who commit acts of rape and sexual assault will be shot. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.